The Twins going for a series sweep of the Indians in Cleveland Sunday on Mother's Day, and there are some priceless memories being created. Bottom of the first inning, Jason Kipnis is in the leadoff spot for the first time, facing Hector Santiago in a scoreless game.
The wind, the pitch. A swing and a high drive, deep center field. Buxton back, track, leaps at the wall, it is gone! Jason Kipnis makes Tito Francona look like a genius, leading off with a leadoff home run to center. And the Indians have a 1-0 lead in inning number one, and Kipnis with his first home run of the year. The Indians already 4 hits. The pitch swung out and blasted. Deep center field. Goodbye. Lonnie Chisenhall with a towering 2-run home run to the right of straightaway center. And the Indians have a 4-0 lead.
Santana slugs it. Deep left. Heading to the bleachers. Goodbye. Home run number 4 for Carlos Santana. So the flip-flop between Kipnis and Santana has played off handsomely here today. Kipnis leading off the game with a homer, and now Santana out of the 5-hole homers to lead off the third.
It happened. They've responded so far.
3-1 hit in the air, right field. Back is Kepler. He's at the wall. It's gone! Jason Kipnis, a 2-out, 3-run homer. A 4-run third, and the Indians have blown it wide open. They now lead it 8-0. He gets on top of that one, hits it deep center. Buxton racing, galloping, at the wall. He made the catch somehow. Holy mackerel. That was an incredible effort by Buxton.
The Indians are able to salvage a game in their 3-game series against the Twins on Sunday by picking up an 8-3 victory. Here's Indians manager Terry Francona.
I thought he pitched really well. I mean, I thought he pitched better than he did. He had no walks and 7 strikeouts, and I thought he did a lot more strikes and balls today. I thought he was really good.
Kipnis made you look pretty smart today.
Good players can do that.
What do you think of finally seeing him get going the way he can?
I mean, kept saying it, it's a matter of time. And it is, because he's too good. It was just nice to see. It kind of set the tone early. We just did a lot of things today that we haven't been doing and made for a fun day. We needed a day like that. Well, I think they're both the same. I mean, when our players do better, typically our team is going to do better. I mean, they both kind of go hand in hand.
Second baseman Jason Kipnis moved to the leadoff spot for the first time this season, goes 4-for-5 with 2 home runs and 4 RBI. Here's Kipnis on his Sunday afternoon.
I might get a first pitch fastball of the game. That might be the only one I can count on. And then the rest is up in the air from there. But I don't know. I think he knows. Has a feel for when I'm coming around with my swing, just like I do. I think he saw what I did, and I think it's safe to say we're in need of a little shakeup before going into this game. Over the last week, we haven't been hitting the way any of us would like, so we both felt it was the right time. Maybe just to the sense that I know I'm going to be batting in the first inning, there is something to that. Instead of just maybe jogging off after the top of the first, I kind of a little quicker pace to go get to the helmet rack and get my bag, get going and get loose. But there's something to do that where the start of the game is a little bit more of a faster pace for me than being down in the order a little bit. I mean, we know what kind of offense we're capable of having. But that being said, it's about going out and executing and guys hitting with runners in scoring position and putting pressure on defense, and that's just stuff we haven't been doing lately. And so we know that we can put up crooked numbers with the best of them when things are going well, but I don't think it matters too much lefty or righty when this lineup's going well. I think we have enough guys on both sides of the plate, enough switch hitters to where we should be more than capable of putting up runs against any either side.
Indian starter Trevor Bauer wins. He's 3-4, allowing 3 runs in 6-plus innings, much better than where he was over his last 2 outings, being 0-1 with an ERA of nearly 10. Here's Bauer on his Sunday performance.
Yeah, I thought I pitched pretty well. I think I've pitched pretty well in 6 out of my 7 outings. And I thought I pitched better than the line said again. I thought the offense did a great job coming out, setting the tone early. It's a lot easier to pitch ahead than it is even or behind, so a lot of credit goes to them. Yeah, I went 6 innings and gave up 3 again today. It's a quality start, but I still don't think that really matched how well I have pitched. I'm going to take it. It's a good team win. I know the results will match my stuff at some point. I can't keep having the home run per fly ball rate. It's just absurdly high right now. And that's how most of my runs are being scored. You know, my BABIP is extremely high as well. Those aren't sustainable for an entire year. So at some point it's going to turn around. I'm going to start getting the benefit of the doubt. But right now, those things are definitely against me.
The Indians start a series Monday hosting Tampa Bay.